your community and still lives in your community. WUVS LP 103.7 Muskegon, Muskegon Heights. Owned and operated by the West Michigan Community Help Network. 103.7 The Beat. The State of the Black Church. Straight talk for black women. Taking back your manhood. Local politics. Discussions on racism. We deal with the real issues. The People's Station. 103.7 The Beat.
We opened Urban Prep because, frankly, in the city of Chicago, young African-American males are in crisis. We've got a 60% high school dropout rate, a 2.5% college completion rate.
Many of us, we didn't have much hope for ourselves as far as our future was concerned.
I really didn't have any thoughts about college. I was just trying to graduate eighth grade.
And part of what we have to do here at Urban Prep is change those statistics. We want to increase the number of African American young men who are earning college degrees in this city and in this country.
It means a lot to be here, to be at a school where people care about me, to be somewhere that I know that people want me to succeed.
It motivates you to do the things that you think you cannot do, like applying to college.
It made me think about college now. I'm very excited to go to college.
They are supportive, and I think that's the biggest key in this whole school, is just the support that they have for us.
To become the well-rounded person that Urban Prep wants me to become, so I have the tools that I need to succeed in college.
We want them to grow up to be exceptional and be real positive contributors to their society.
They just offer a vast amount of opportunities for my brothers to just excel.
Like going to colleges and universities.
Like University of Michigan and Stanford. And
this summer I'm going to a junior law program at DePaul University.
Study abroad program that takes me to South Africa to study engineering, which is one of the most mind-blowing opportunities I've ever had in my entire life.
It's tough to be what you don't see. And so we take our jobs as role models to these young men very, very seriously. We want to make sure that our students see examples in men and women who work at Urban Prep of excellence, of exceptionality.
The positive role models, the positive people that are around you every day, it puts us in a position to pursue success.
They're always complimenting us, and they're always giving us advice like they're our own parents.
Pushing me to accomplish greater things that I never thought I could ever do.
I'm able to like climb mountains.
These teachers really care about my future.
Everyone's here to help you in the college counseling area, teachers, staff, and your peers.
Urban Prep surrounds me with young men that actually want something out of their lives.
Here at Urban Prep, I stay on top of my stuff and bring my friends along with me.
It's like we love each other, but we too manly to say it.
These guys are serious. They're serious about their futures. They're serious about what they're doing. They understand, as our creed says, that they have a responsibility to themselves, to their community, and to their world.
In our creed, it says we are college bound, we are exceptional, not because we say it, but because we work hard at it.
I try to represent being exceptional each and every day.
They believe the creed. They believe those words. They understand that they're college bound. And our students have done it with our 100% college acceptance rate for our graduates. That's proof positive that our young men understand that they're going to change the world.
Being here at Urban Prep is changing my life.
I'm very excited about my future.
I'm shooting for the stars.
I want to go to a good college. I want to come back with knowledge to help support my family.
I want to become a mechanical engineer.
Once I get my degree in engineering, I want to go into law.
I will be known for my success.
With everything that Urban Prep has provided us, we can accomplish greater things. We don't have to settle for the least. We can shoot for the best.
This is what happens when we believe.
It's the Afternoon Jam with PA. Hit him up at 231-722-8338 or send an email to pa@1037thebeat.com.
Afternoon Jams 103.7 The Beat. You just heard the video about Urban Prep Academy, an amazing school in Chicago, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
100% of their kids, black males, are graduating. 100% of their kids, black males, are going to college and university, four-year college and university, not 1 year in a row, not 1 year, not 2 years, but 3 years consecutively.
A three-peat.
Three-peat. What, the Lakers did that?
Mm-hmm.
Lakers did a three-peat. The Bulls did that too? Uh-huh. I think the Lakers, Bulls, they three-peat. They three-peating. And we are fortunate to have on the phone line the CEO, the founder of Urban Prep Academy, Mr. Tim King's on the phone line. How you doing today, Mr. King?
I'm great. And, you know, since I am from Chicago, I should be clear on the Bulls did a double three-peat.
Okay.
We fully expect that Urban Prep will beat that record. We're going to do the three-peat about 3, 4, 5, 10 times before we're done with it.
But, wow.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
That's amazing. You know, I've been following you for a while now. I've been following you since the first time you've done it. And you know, like I say, wow, how did they do this, man? Are they going to be able to do this again? How do you do something like that, you know? And then it happens again. And then you get the press release this year. It's happened again. And what has happened in Chicago, you need to let the world know, Mr. King, what is the secret to all this?
Well, we do try to make sure that the world knows what's going on here in Chicago at Urban Prep Academies. As far as what the secret is, you know, it's a lot of hard work and commitment on the part of our students first and foremost, our parents and our teachers. They are the ones who combined really make this type of achievement possible. And, you know, you've got to have the vision, you've got to set the goal, and you've got to be willing to put in the time, effort, and energy to make it happen. I mean, we had college counselors working with our students from the time they were freshmen. They had a college counselor. Their first field trip was to a college campus where we sat them down. They're ninth graders, and we sat them down at Northwestern University outside Chicago, and we gave them each an application for Northwestern, and we had them talk to admissions officers and students at Northwestern University and administrators there, and we said, in 4 years, your job is to be able to complete an application like this and compete for a place in a college like Northwestern University. And, you know, it's a part of the culture of our school, you know, going to college and being ready to go to college and going through the steps to apply and get in. And then not just getting in, but then going, you know, after you graduate from Urban Prep, we don't want you to just, you know, say, okay, I got into college, yeah, I'm done. We want you to then enroll in college, and we're going to work with you to make sure you persist and succeed once you're in college as well.
Well, let's go back to the beginning. How did you get this thing going then? Because this takes a lot of work.
I thought I had the secret to getting your kids in college.
Yeah, your secret works too, but Rod, you know, this is another secret right here.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk. His secret's not going to get you in trouble.
Oh, Rod, okay.
Rod jack kids up on Tuesdays.
At 9 o'clock.
Mr. King, you know, it takes a lot to do what you're doing. Everybody has to buy in, don't they?
Yes, no, absolutely right. And everyone had to buy in from the very beginning. And when we first went to our school district because, you know, something that people don't realize is that Urban Prep Academies, we now operate three schools in the city of Chicago, and all three of our schools are public schools. They're public charter schools. It's non-selective enrollment. Mm. There's no tuition. Everyone is admitted via lottery. So people don't realize that they see our guys in these jackets and ties and, you know, getting into college and going off to these great schools across the country, and they say, oh, this is a private school, this is a school for, you know, students who have perfect, you know, ACT or SAT scores or something like that. And that's actually not the case. So when we founded the school, we went to the school district and we said, hey, we want to open this school for these students. And the school district said, no, sorry, you know, you can't do it. And then we came back the following year and applied again, and they said, no, you can't do it. And then, you know, we came back a third time, and they finally said, okay, we give up. You can do it. Go ahead. Open your school. So it took a lot of perseverance and hard work to even get through the process of being able to open a school, not to mention the hard work that everyone's put in to, you know, make the school successful to this point.
You know, the KIPP format has made a success off longer school hours. Is Urban Prep Academy one of those schools where there's longer school hours?
Yes, I mean, we think that a longer school day is an integral part of our success. And our students are in school for, on average, 2 hours longer than traditional public school students. So you go to Urban Prep for 4 years, and it's like you're getting 5 years of instructional time from a traditional public school in the city of Chicago.
Wow.
So that time really adds up.
Wow. Wow. That's wow. Okay. How do you go about selecting kids then? How do you go about doing that?
Right. So our students are all selected via lottery. And, you know, our three schools are located in three high need communities in the city of Chicago. So we do the bulk of our recruitment in those communities because we really want to serve those kids. And so a student, you know, we'll go out to elementary schools in the community and talk to the kids. We'll have open houses and talk to the parents. And then a student fills out a form, you know, with their name, address, and telephone number. And then we put that in a computer. It used to be in a bingo drum. For our first couple classes, you know, we literally put names on index cards and, you know, rolled the bingo. It was like the lottery, rolled the bingo drum and pulled out the winners. But now we're a little sophisticated, we're fancy, so we do it with a computer program. And everybody's, you know, and so students are randomly selected. And like I mentioned, we had about 1,600 applications this year for 150 spots in each of our three schools. So there's huge demand for the program, but we're completely, I can't emphasize it enough, we're completely non-selective in our admissions.
Wow, 1,600 applicants. I know you hate to turn these people away, don't you?
You know, we absolutely do. I mean, that's one of the reasons why we ramped up so as quickly as we did to open the second and third schools, and we're still looking to open additional schools because, you know, we know there's a huge demand for what we're offering, and we want to make sure that families have a chance to experience an Urban Prep education.
You know, tell us about the classroom. You know, I'm sure you don't heard of Dr. Juwan Lekunjufo. He's in Chicago.
Yep.
He wrote about
Urban Prep many times.
Oh, okay. Did you hear some of the things that he wrote about?
Yes. So, I mean, I've been in education for 20 years.
Wow.
And am very, you know, and as an African-American man, and I have a particular interest in, you know, what's happening with black boys in our country and in our society. And so, yes, I have for sure, you know, I'm very aware of his work and opinions. And, you know, he has been to Urban Prep multiple times. And we've had him talk to our faculty members. We've had him talk to our students because, you know, it's just, you know, very valuable, his perspective. And it's consistent with the messaging we're trying to communicate to our students.
Right. You have a creed on your website, the Urban Prep Creed. The kids have to buy into this creed. We believe we are the young men of Urban Prep. We are college bound. They have to buy into the whole thing before they become a student.
Well, it's not that they have to buy into it before they become a student, but when they become a student, they better buy into it really quick or there's going to be a problem. So, you know, there's an African proverb that goes something, you know, like this. If you want the dance to change, you've got to change the music.
Mm.
And, you know, if we expect different things from our students than what society is expecting of them, if we expect them to dance differently, then we have to, at our schools, change the music. And so it's very important to us to create a culture that is uniquely Urban Prep inside our school. And part of the way we do that is by having these rituals. You know, so there are things that Urban Prep students do that you just don't do in other types of schools. And one of those things is we have this morning assembly that we call community.
Mm-hmm.
All of our students, faculty, staff all gather in the gym, and we talk about the things that are going great. We talk about things that we need to improve upon. We applaud our brothers and students who are doing great work, and we reward them publicly with applause and celebrating their achievements. And then at the end of community, every day, we all together recite the Urban Prep School Creed.
Mm.
And, you know, you mentioned a couple lines of these, of the creed. And that's incredibly empowering to be able to say on a daily basis this type of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
I am college bound. I am exceptional, not because I say it, but because I work hard at it. We have a responsibility to ourselves, to our community, to our world. We have a future for which we are accountable. I mean, these are powerful, powerful words and statements that our students make daily, and we think that that does modify their self-perceptions and their levels of achievement.
How do you deal with this big stigma of ADHD being diagnosed to our black boys, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's interesting because if you look at any of the data out there that is negative when it comes to education, black boys are always at the top of the list. If you look at any of the data about positive stuff, black boys are always at the bottom of those lists. You look at dropout rates, black boys are at the top.
Yeah.
You look at expulsion, suspension rates, black boys are at the top. You look at diagnosis of learning and behavior disorders, black boys are at the top. Now, while I recognize that there are people who have legitimate disabilities, learning disabilities, behavior disabilities, there is evidence to show that black boys are misdiagnosed at very high levels simply because they are in an educational system that does not really understand what to do with them beyond saying, oh, this kid is hyperactive, he can't pay attention, he can't sit down, let's give him some Ritalin. Without really understanding what's going on with the students. So we have students, you know, as I mentioned, we're open enrollment school. So we have students who have special needs, who have disabilities, a wide variety of disabilities. And I will also mention that these young men also make it through urban prep and get into and go off to college. So a disability is not going to prohibit you from being able to be successful in the urban prep program or in college. But you know, we try to make sure that when a student has a diagnosis of ADHD or any type of diagnosis, we want to double check that. Just make sure. We don't just kind of put the kid in a track and say, okay, this is a special needs kid, now we're just going to put him in a special needs track. We really look carefully to find out, you know, whether or not he is in the right, he has the right IEP, individualized education program, if he, you know, we're meeting his needs the right way, what we can do to make sure he's got the right diagnosis and is getting the services he needs.
Wow. Well, how do you compare your students to other schools when readiness from college? How do you compare?
Yeah, so we recently did a report on the persistence rate of our graduates.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that critics will say about urban prep is they'll say, oh, well, you know, urban prep, great school, they get all these kids into college, but, you know, their ACT scores are so low that they're all going to fail out of college anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't make a difference. And so we did a report to really look at what was happening with our graduates when they left urban prep and went off to college. And we found that they enroll in college at about a 96 to 98% rate. And then they persist in college at about an 85% rate. The national average for African-American males, college persistence, that is going from freshman year to sophomore year of college, is 37%.
Wow.
And urban prep is 85%.
Huh.
So our students are, and you know, our students are succeeding in college despite ACT scores, which are lower than, you know, what many people think should be the type of ACT score a student needs in order to get into or succeed in college. But in terms of our students directly comparing to African-American males in the city of Chicago and nationally, our students outperform them on all the standardized tests, on college enrollment rates.
Wow, man.
So let me ask you a question. Because I have a medicine for ADHD. It's called BELT. But also, do I have a position there, you know, for the man with the belt?
Well, I want a job.
I want a job. You know, I'll be the man holding the belt.
Yeah, he keeps talking like this. He's going to get me out of a job. No, we do not have. Let me be clear. We do not condone corporal punishment, nor do we have any such position.
There's no room. You take it to him and jack him up and shake him. You know,
right? We do have a code of conduct that we expect all of our students to adhere to. And we have a dean of students and an assistant dean of students whose primary responsibility is to make sure that our students are meeting the expectations of our code of conduct. But and there are definitely repercussions for inappropriate behavior, but those repercussions never involve any type of corporal punishment.
Do you have a discipline?
I can't speak for our parents now.
Right.
I can't speak for what happens when we call mom and she gets the boy home. That's a whole different story.
And the reason why I say that, because society that's the only way you can deal with a black male child is just by, you know, some type of corporal punishment, but you didn't found a way to deal with that black male child without corporal punishment.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, we're big at Urban Prep on this concept of respect and making sure our students feel respected and that they're respecting each other and the adults in the building. And one of the ways that we support that or ensure that happens is by calling all of our students by their last names. So we only refer to our students as like Mr. Smith, Mr. Jones, Mr. Johnson. We never refer to our students by their first name. We always refer to them as sir. If we're not calling them, you know, Mr. and their surname. So and that automatically creates with this young man who is so used to being called boy or being called, you know, N-word, or being called out of his name and not being respected by adults, that automatically makes that young man feel a little different about himself and, frankly, makes him much more likely to pay attention to the rules and what that adult is telling him to do when it's time to correct his behavior. So, yeah, there are absolutely ways to modify behavior that do not involve, corporal punishment, or frankly, that don't involve like expulsion or suspension. I mean, you know, we're big on restorative justice or restorative conduct behavior, a modification. So, you know, we don't want to say, okay, you're late, you get a detention, now you just have to stay after school for 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. We want to figure out how we can, you know, teach the young man not to be late.
Right.
How does he get better because of this error? Not how do we just punish him because of the mistake?
Wow. Do you want to take phone calls from the public? I don't know how you feel about that. Do you want to take phone calls?
You know, I'm fine with taking the calls if you know we have time to do that.
Yeah, we got time. We got plenty of time. People have been calling. I know you got an interview coming up on one of my favorite radio stations, WVON.
Yeah.
With the mayor over there, Mayor Clifton.
That's right.
Cliff Kelly.
He runs it, man.
You got him coming up. But we take phone calls, 231-722-8338. We'll take phone calls. We got a question for Mr. Tim King, CEO of Urban Prep Academy. I know we lost a couple of phone calls already. But I want to ask you, in this city where we at, we have a high school that is probably designated at the bottom half when it comes down to academic and test scores. They do good on getting kids to school, but it is a dropout rate when you come down to black boys. What do you suggest? Mm-hmm. What do you suggest to black schools that they need to do to make instant change?
Well, I think that any school, and this doesn't necessarily have to be a black school or a white school or a private school or a public school, whatever, any school, the first thing they need to do is recognize that there's a problem, that there's a real crisis. And that the only way you can deal with a crisis is by having, you know, directed intervention. You know, interventions. You can't say, oh, my God, these black boys are just a problem. Or you can't say, oh, our dropout rate is bad or our test scores are bad, and not dig deep in the scene the fact, oh, you know what? It's not just that our test scores are bad. It's that all of the black boys are scoring the worst. And they're bringing down all the rest of the scores. Identify the issue and the problem, and then identify the direct interventions, that targeted interventions that are going to be able to help that. So, for example, you know, you might say, okay, we recognize that we've got a real challenge with this particular group of students. They're all African-American males, so let's, you know, put them in a cohort. Let's have them meet after school. Let's have them meet on Saturday. Let's connect them with an adult within the school who really has an ability to, you know, interact well with these guys, and let's try to create like a positive gang. You know what I mean? Like
right.
a positive group that's looking for positive things. I mean, the you know, kids join gangs because they're looking for a sense of belonging. They're looking for some level of respect. They're looking for some level of financial reward. They're looking for, they want some status.
Mm.
Those are all the things we can provide in schools.
Wow.
We can provide the exact same things for these young people inside schools without the violence and without the negativity. We just have to be intentional about doing it.
Do you think, Mr. King, what you're doing in Chicago that you can do in pretty much every community you go to if the people are on board?
Yeah, I think that definitely the urban prep model and pieces of it are replicable. You know, I do not believe that every school should be a single gender school. I do not believe that every school should be, you know, a racially focused type of school. I don't think that every school even needs to be a college prep school. What I believe is that every school, every public school needs to be high quality, and families should have choices and options when it comes to picking a high quality school that's right for their child. There are definitely things that we do at Urban Prep that could work to make any type of school great, and there are things at Urban Prep that we don't do well, which is why we're always out there trying to learn ourselves. I mean, we spend a lot of time on the road across this country talking to folks about what we're doing at Urban Prep, but also learning what practices work well and then trying to bring those back to Urban Prep and implement them. I mean, you know, we think we're good, but we want to be great, and so we go from our job is to go from good and great a little bit every day.
Is there any kind of dress code at Urban Prep Academy?
Yes. So, I mean, if any of your listeners are interested in, you know, seeing that video you did at the top of the show and or seeing some pictures of our guys, they can go to our website at urbanprep.org, www.urbanprep.org, and see our guys in their uniform. So Urban Prep uniform is a black blazer with the Urban Prep crest on it, a red tie, a white button-down collar shirt, and khaki pants. And so that's what our students wear every day. When a student is a senior and he's admitted to college, we bring him up in front of the whole school during community, and we exchange that red tie for a red and gold striped tie. And that young man gets to wear that red and gold striped tie as a badge of honor for the rest of his senior year.
Wow, wow, wow. Mr. Tim King is on the phone line. Do you have a problem with discipline problems like Feist? We have those kind of problems.
Yeah, and yes, we don't identify them as problems, but we certainly have issues with our students who will, with some students who at times will not follow our code of conduct and will engage in violent behavior. You know, we are not a school that has one of these kind of zero tolerance type policies. So, you know, if a student gets into a fight, we don't say, okay, zero tolerance for fighting, you're done. We say, that's wrong, inappropriate behavior, here are the repercussions, this is how we're going to learn from this experience, and we have the expectation that you will not engage in this behavior again. And, you know, we've been very successful in modifying behavior that way. But our schools are incredibly safe places. Inside, we've had some challenges with our students when they're going to and from school, you know, but that's less to do with our students and more to deal with the folks out in the hood who, you know, are preying on our students in a certain way.
Trying to get to them.
What? Right, exactly.
Are you guys planning on expanding to Michigan area? Can you come to this city?
We've thought about coming to Detroit. We'd love to be in Michigan. We don't have any firm plans set for that, although we are looking at the different types of cities that we will be in. And I expect over the next couple of years we will see some urban preps in places outside of the city of Chicago. So, you know, if folks in your area are listening in and feel like urban prep is the right thing for the community, then, you know, on our website there's a place to click and you can find out how we can bring urban prep to your community.
Wow, wow. What is the website where people can go to the website?
It's www.urbanprep.org.
Now, are you originally from Chicago?
Born fourth generation Chicagoan.
So this is where your passion comes from. You wanted to come back and make a difference in your community.
Oh, yeah. I mean, without a doubt. And another thing that's very interesting is that we opened our first school in the Englewood community. And the school that the school building that we opened in is the same school that my mother and both of my grandfathers went to.
Wow.
So wow. I felt a particular level of responsibility to try to do anything we could to improve, you know, that community and the educational options that were available in that community, because that was the community, that was the school that served, you know, my ancestors.
Right, right, right. Was it hard for you to put together a school that was just for black males or males?
Yeah, I mean, it was very difficult to open a school. I mean, as I mentioned, we applied a couple times and were rejected, and then it was our third application that was finally approved. We were able to open the school, and that's when the real, you know, hard work began, because, you know, we had to convince a group of young men and their parents that what we said we were going to do, which was get them ready and get them into and support them while they were in the college, we had to, you know, prove that we were, you know, going to do that. And, you know, we didn't have a school building, we didn't have a faculty, we didn't have anything but a promise, you know, that we were going to do this for these guys. And, I mean, we love all of our students, but I'm particularly proud of those guys who were with us from day one, because those young men and their parents, you know, our motto is we believe. Those young men and their parents, they really did believe. Mm. I mean, you know, there was no school building.
Right.
There was no, nothing was there. And we just said, look, we're going to do this, sign here, and show up on this day, and we'll have a school for you, you know. And they said, okay, and they did it. And, you know,
a lot of faith. Wow, Mr. Tim King, man, I know you've been doing interviews all day, and I could talk to you all day too, because this is a lot of information. I'm very happy. I know you're taking donations online, and I'm gonna make a donation online to your school.
Oh, thanks.
But it ain't that much, brother. I ain't got that much.
Hey,
but
let me tell you. You know, but, every bit helps.
Yeah, he had to fill up his jet. You know, he owns a jet.
Gassed up, take up all your paycheck nowadays.
He gassed up his jet this week, so he can go out this weekend.
Don't believe that, Mr. King. Mr. King, please don't believe that, brother.
All right.
Well, I appreciate you taking out the time to talk to us, and I want to
thank you very much.
I know we just became friends on Facebook. Please share with me all the good news. We own the website bestblacknews.com, so we love to put out positive news about what's going on in our community. And hearing what you're doing over there got to be one of the most reaffirming feelings that we can make a difference, that there are some people doing good things. Because you hear the bad things that's happening.
Yes, yeah, right.
You hear that all the time.
But, man, what you're doing right there. How many kids graduating this year? You got the total number?
This year is 85. 85 black boys. 85 African-American
black
men.
Boys will be in college this coming fall.
Yep.
Where my hand claps at? Where is my hand claps? Let me find my hand claps right here. This is the hand claps for you.
I like that. Thank you.
You deserve it, man. You deserve it.
Thank you.
Thank
you very much.
We'd love to meet you when I come to Chicago and come to the school and see the kids, man. I'm just thrilled to death.
You are more than welcome when you're in Chicago. So come on by, and thank you very much for the support and this opportunity to share the good news of Urban Prep.
You too. Take care, brother. God bless you.
Take care.
All right. Take care. Wow. There you go. 100%, Rob.
100%.